Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
If I hadn't have become an electrician, I wouldn't have had these opportunities to share today.
Today I'm speaking with Rochelle, a VET alumni member with an impressive career as an industrial electrician and big things on the horizon.
Hi, my name's Rochelle. I'm a dual trade industrial electrician.
So Rochelle, what's the difference between a normal electrician and an industrial electrician?
This actually gets confused quite frequently, especially even between my friends and family when I first became an industrial electrician. A domestic electrician will do houses, they'll do your lights, your power points, and anything sort of associated with your home. Whereas an industrial electrician like myself, I work in a factory and I work with robots and motors and programming. So I'm less on the tools, more on the computer, software designing and making machines operate, I suppose.
And how did you get into the industry?
So that was sheer luck, to be honest with you. When I decided I wanted to become an electrician, I just applied left, right, front and forward any way I could, and it just so happened that I live near a industrial factory, Uncle Toby's. So Nestle, they make all the big muesli bars and the oats and everything, and it just happened that I got a role there, and I was naive and young at that stage, and I thought any electrical apprenticeship is, that's it, that's good. I thought exactly like the previous question, I thought all electricians were the same, so when I got in there, I suddenly realised that, oh, wow, there's actually a couple of categories of electricians.
And can you perhaps explain those different categories and all the types of opportunities that could come out of pursuing an electrical apprenticeship?
So when I started my apprenticeship, I was just, I'm an industrial electrician. And I, since starting my apprenticeship, I've actually been studying. So I work full-time and I study part-time and I'm doing a Diploma of Electrical Engineering. Now, whilst doing that, I've completed my Certificate 4 in Electrical Instrumentation, which makes me a dual-trade electrician. So I get to calibrate like weigh scales. So becoming an electrician is the very base. And from there, you can become, I've done a dual-trade, which is Certificate 4 in Intro, then a Diploma of Engineering, and my end goal for very much further down the track is to go to uni and do a Bachelor of Mechatronics, which is building robots and making them operate from start to finish. So you can choose many different roles from starting as an electrician. That's the very base. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's a starting point and you can go so much further.
Wow, that'd be so much fun. Does your workplace currently work with robots?
Yes, I got a job back at Uncle Toby's after my apprenticeship ended, and I deal with robots nearly every single day. And when I first started, I thought they were so amazing. They moved so quick and they did so many things at once. And now I'm at the stage where they're still very cool and they still move so very quickly, but I'm more interested in what drives them, what makes them move, and what can stop them and how we've got to fix them. So it's certainly, it's between domestic and industrial. If you get in the industrial field, it's definitely a bit more in-depth and a bit more technical, and it's so fast-paced. I love it.
And do you see the robot industry as something that is going to grow in Australia?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, electrical is something that technology is constantly changing every day, and that's the one thing you've really got to be on top of your game, being an electrician. You've got to keep up with technology, and that's where some of the blokes that I work with, they sometimes find if they don't keep up with a simple thing like computers, the younger generation, myself and some of the other younger blokes, we tend to be a little bit quicker on it. So robots are by far, they're jumping in leaps and bounds, and even in Australia, in the manufacturing industry, they're just going to grow so much and they'll always be around.
It sounds like you have a really interesting daily job life. Do you want to walk us through a day in your shoes?
So I'm a shift worker, so whatever shift I come in on, we'll go with day shift because it's easy. I'll come in the morning, start at 10 to 7, and we have a changeover meeting because my factory that I work for runs for 24/7, and we'll have a shift handover. So the blokes that have been on night shift tell us what happened, if there are any jobs ongoing, and if we need to do anything. Now, you can walk in and it could be a really cruisy day and there could be nothing broken down and nothing that you need to attend to straight away. Or there could be absolutely something destroyed or something not working. So it really depends. I mean, I have meetings throughout the day that I'm supposed to go to, but my primary concern on my factory site is to keep the lines or keep the factory running, keep producing the product. So meetings can get skipped, but as long as the lines keep running, that's my priority. So I could be on my tools, I could have my tools out for the whole day. And then other days I won't touch my tools and instead I'll be on my laptop because I'll be trying to find why a robot isn't doing what it should be doing or something along those lines. So my day changes constantly.
And you're from regional Victoria. What trade school did you go to?
The Wangaratta GoTAFE.
I've been up there a few times. That's a fantastic trade school. In regards to your apprenticeship, did you have much support from your friends and family along the way?
From my friends and family, I had absolute endless amount of support. I remember distinctly going home one day in the first 6 months of my apprenticeship and I went home bawled my eyes out. I'd had a bad day at work where I couldn't understand. I was getting confused and stressed out, and my parents were just so supportive. They were like, if this is what you want to do, kid, then go ahead and do it. And I was very lucky too, with friends were always there keeping me happy on the weekend and telling me I was really trying to do something amazing. But the real thing that made it for me was the blokes that I work with. They were the ones that took me through my apprenticeship, and they just, surprisingly enough, it actually took the apprentice above me to, I think, open their eyes, but he treated me just like an apprentice, where a couple of the blokes were like, oh goodness, you know, it's a girl, what do we do? So I was very lucky. I had friends and family that supported me, but then the blokes that I work with were just amazing. They never gave me too much hassle, and now I'm just one of the boys.
That's so lovely. Have you had many girls come through?
I have only ever met... I had a work experience girl come in earlier this year, but she wanted to do engineering. Other than that, I've been to 3 different workplaces in my very short career and never met any girls. During trade school, never met any girls. So I'm sort of trying to blaze a trail here, I think.
Wow, I can't believe that. That's amazing.
I am very isolated. Well, not isolated, but it's a very small region where we are up here, so... It's a little bit quieter.
I love it up there, though. It's such a everyone's so friendly when you walk down the street, and they all say hi to you, and I think it's a good community.
That's what I like, the community. That's exactly, you've just totally summed up why I love living in a small country town, because you can just, you know, I can walk down the street at night, and I still feel safe. I can talk to people, and, I mean, I know my neighbours. I don't know if you get that feeling of community when you live in like, a city sort of area.
Rochelle, it sounds like your whole apprenticeship and your career in the industry has been really positive. What do you think has made it such a positive experience?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably because of, I suppose, a lot of it. I think it might have to do with my upbringing. I grew up on a farm in the middle of a small country town. So I grew up actually hanging out in the shed with my old man playing on motorbikes. So I was a tomboy from day dot. There was only me and my younger sister, so she used to hang inside and I'd go annoy Dad. So I think I've been a tomboy from the start, but then when I got into this industrial atmosphere, it was just, the blokes were so nice to me, and I found out everything was just, they were so real, like there was, you know, they called a spade a spade. And it was so interesting. That's the one thing with my job is, I never get bored. There's never any day that I don't learn something new. So I love learning something new. I love studying and trying to become a better sort of electrician. And that's why I enjoy it so much.
I think it's so awesome that you have so much planned for your future in the industry. And going to university, is that something your workplace would support you to do?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they... When I come back to Uncle Toby's, because I left for a little bit, when I come back and I said to him, look, I'm studying a diploma of engineering and I've actually just recently gained my Cert 4. I said to him, look, I've got a Certificate 4, but it's going to cost some extra money. I've done all the studying and everything like that. They said, yep, cool, sure thing, we'll give you the money for it. And when I got there and I said to the boss that, you know, I want to do a Bachelor of Mechatronics one day, he said, righto, once you finish your diploma, let me know, come back and we'll talk about it, because they're currently putting another day shift electrician through his Bachelor of Mechatronics at the moment. So I think if there's a drive to improve yourself, my company seems to be really positive towards encouraging you to become better and further yourself.
That's fantastic that they're so supportive to their workers like that. Do you think other employers could take a leaf out of their book and perhaps do something similar for their employees? And would that be a real draw card for women in the industry?
I definitely think giving that encouragement to get more formal education or opportunities to go out and experience new opportunities is something that employees definitely need to do. It sort of gives you this feeling of being appreciated for what you're doing and who you want to be, because if you've got a plan to succeed, I would hope an employee would encourage that. So I think education would definitely help. And I think at the moment, the big companies are doing it where they're trying to really encourage equal opportunity. So I think they're definitely on the track to getting especially younger women in and getting the word out there that we can do what a bloke can do. You just got to give it a go.
And what do you think the industry could be doing to encourage more women?
That one is always a hard one. I really do think the current opportunity, like at the moment, I know the vet alumni sector is really trying to push the real skills for real careers, and I really do think industry needs to target those school leavers, particularly the women, and show them with examples like what you guys are doing at Trades Women Australia, that there are success stories from being a tradie, that it can be achieved. So I really think we need to reach out to the younger women and show them that it's not just a male-dominated field, that we can have a good time, get a good education and really earn a decent income while we are in a male-dominated field. So I think it's just about reaching out and trying to speak to these younger women and encourage them as much as possible.
And what advice would you have for a woman who might be considering the similar pathway to yours?
My biggest advice would be to never give up. Some days, don't get me wrong, some days it can be really hard. Some days you've just had enough and it may be confusing and you may feel as though you're, I don't know, secluded or isolated because you might be the only woman in the sort of industry in your area. But if you're real and you're honest and you really are determined, you'll get there. So you've just got to keep trying and keep going. Don't take any knockbacks. It wasn't like this was the first apprenticeship I applied for. So you've just got to keep going. You've got to try your hardest and never take no for an answer. Just keep going.
And during your time as an industrial electrician, can you think of any real proud moments that you've had?
So I became really proud for when I got the outstanding third year apprentice of the year. That was in a class of, I'm going to guess, about 30. Me being the only girl, I was absolutely ecstatic about that moment. And it just went upwards from there. I then got accepted into the 2014 Today Skills Tomorrow Leaders course, which was a 5-day course on leadership. I got to meet the Governor General and really focus on myself as a person. And then from there, I've become the apprenticeship ambassador and now a vet alumni. So it sort of just shows if I hadn't have become an electrician, I wouldn't have had these opportunities to share today.
That's so impressive. I'm so proud of you. Like, it's so amazing, all these exciting things that you've got planned for the future as well. We're definitely going to have to stay in touch.
Yeah, no, definitely. Oh, wow. You wouldn't believe it. I've got 2 units left and I will have my Diploma of Engineering by the end of the year, I think. If TAFE gets themselves into gear, I will finally be finished. So then it's on to uni, hopefully next year.
And are you going to study at the same time as working?
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. I've been studying part-time and working for the past 2.5 years.
Gosh, is it difficult to juggle?
It is. You really do have to have quite a bit of time management and self-discipline. And it's actually rather funny because when I was in high school, before I decided apprenticeship and everything like that, I swore black and blue I was never going to go to uni because I hated school and I didn't like the idea of going to uni. And I said, no, I will never go. Never go. I told mum, I said, I'm never going to uni. And then here I was, I completed my Cert 3 and I went, you know what? I actually want to learn a bit more. And then got started on the diploma. I then, oh, I got a scholarship too for that, which was pretty cool. So that paid for a bit of my diploma and it's given me incentive to go to Deakin because there's more scholarship funds involved. And now, like I said, hopefully Deakin next year, so I'm really excited.
Wow, and Deakin, that's in Geelong, isn't it? So are you going to be travelling or doing correspondence?
I'm hoping that I can do online study at the moment by correspondence because that's how I'm doing it at the moment. I'm doing correspondence through actually a New South Wales school.
Wow. And do you find that form of communication with your trainers difficult because they're not face-to-face?
Yes, yes. Correspondence can be rather difficult, especially some of the units. Like I'm studying at the moment complex maths in polyphase circuits. And I tell you, I haven't studied complex maths in a very long time, but I'm very lucky because not only do I have the teachers as resources, but I've actually got these blokes that I work with, you know, when we're not busy and when we've got a bit of downtime, I can actually ask for their help. So I did that recently with one of the questions.
Wow. And there's definitely parents out there that presume apprenticeship pathways are for people who are not so smart and aren't going to get into university. But here you are going to university and studying complex maths. What do you think about that statement and what's so wrong about it?
With regards to the statement that, you know, I'm just a
I'm just a dumb tradie.
I must admit, even in high school, I got that same impression that, you know, doing a tradie was almost considered like a second class. Or, you know, you were a reject, like you couldn't go to university, so you had to get a trade sort of job. So that's a real statement that we need to get rid of because it's still very much, I think, present in a lot of people's minds. And like I said, I've just had absolute success becoming an electrician. I don't know what I would have done if I didn't take the chance and become an apprentice.
And what type of high school student were you?
When I was in high school, I was actually a perfectionist up until about year 10, I think, and believe it or not, I used to stress so much about high school, about getting 90%. Like I had to be high A sort of grade, and then I started stressing so much that I actually made myself quite crook, and I got there, and after the doctor said, you know, you've got to stop stressing, I decided in about year 11 that, no, I'm not going to stress anymore, and I actually had the interview for my apprenticeship that I successfully got on the day of an exam. And I thought, you know what, this is year 12, I'm going to go to my exam and then I'm going to go to the interview. And I'm sitting there in the morning, I was reading interview questions, I was thinking about that, I wasn't thinking about my exam, it was all about the interview. And I was that involved with my questions that next thing you know, I looked down at the time and I thought, oh goodness, I need to be in my exam in 5 minutes. I actually rocked up late and they wouldn't let me in. I suppose at high school at the start of it, I was a very studious kid, and then I grew out of it, and thankfully, I suppose because of that, I got my apprenticeship.
And the school system just puts so much pressure on young people with the exams and really enforces that this is going to be and define who you are for the rest of your life, whereas that is just so untrue.
It is, isn't it? You really do feel like if you fail your exams, you're not going to get anywhere in life, and it is. There is quite a lot of pressure, isn't there, you've got to do so well in TCE, you've got to get your exams, you've got to get your ATAR score right up there high because otherwise you're not going to become anything. And I'll tell you, I think my ATAR score ended up being 49.5, I think, because I was just shy of 50. And by that stage, I'd already got my apprenticeship, so I was it didn't bother me. But a lot of kids at my school really did stress about their exams.
And now you're studying complex maths and going to university.
Exactly. I know. That's what I mean. Like, as a high school kid, I started off as quite an A-grade student, then I slacked off. And now look at me. I said I swore black and blue I wasn't going to go to uni, and now here I am doing complex maths. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, what have I got myself into?
I think when you're really passionate about something, though, you'll do anything to succeed. And I can really tell that in your story and talking about your career that you really love what you do.
Yeah, no, I absolutely, I love what I do. Like I said, some days can be difficult, harder than the others, but at the end of it, I absolutely love it. And I must admit, I do enjoy a little bit of a shock on people's face when, you know, they ask you, oh, what do you do for a living? And you say, oh, I'm an electrician. They go, a what? An electrician. Oh, what, a qualified one? You say, yes, yes, I'm qualified. And wow, it's like, it's the 21st century. Women can do whatever we want. And I just, I enjoy that look on people's faces. But then I also think deep down inside, geez, I'd love to get rid of that. I'd love to be able to get there one day and say, yes, I'm an electrician. And someone go, yeah, that's cool. No, it doesn't need to be some massive thing that we're all excited about just because I'm a girl.
I know exactly how you feel. And that's basically my whole passion behind starting this podcast series. It's just about making it normal.
Yeah, they look at you like you're making up, you know, like you're lying or something like that. It's like I am an electrician and I'm proud of who I am, but it shouldn't be a shock in this day and age.
And then you feel like you have to explain yourself. It's like, oh, come on.
Exactly right. It's just another job. It's what I do.
And we're getting to the end of the show. So is there any final words that you'd like to leave us all with?
Just, you know, if you're thinking about doing an apprenticeship, if you're thinking that maybe you should do it and you're not sure if it's the career for you, just it is. There are so many opportunities out there. You're as good as any guy and you're as important and you're just as smart as any guy. So if there's any sort of consideration that maybe you want to be, have a chat to someone. Feel free to reach out. We've got apprenticeship ambassadors and Vet Alumni members all over Australia that are more than happy to talk to people. And we love to share our stories and tell you how well we've done and how much of a life-changing decision it's been to become vet qualified. So just go for it.
And you can jump onto the myskills.gov.au website to find out more about the Vet Alumni, and perhaps if you're interested in becoming Vet Alumni as well, you can send an application in. Thanks so much, Rochelle, for coming onto the show today. How can listeners get in touch with you?
Thanks for listening to my story. If you'd like to get in contact, please reach out to Tradeswomen Australia and they'll pass you on my details.
Thank you so much, Rochelle, and thank you to the listeners. If you're interested in getting into more of our podcasts, you can check them out on our website, www.tradeswomenaustralia.com.au/podcast, or you can download them from your favourite podcast listening app. Thank you for tuning into today's show in partnership with the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. You can find out more about pursuing an apprenticeship and beginning your lady tradie career on our website at www.tradeswomenaustralia.com.au or on the myskills.gov.au website. If you enjoyed our show today, please leave us a 5-star rating and spread the word to encourage more women into trades. Thanks again and catch you next week.